The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, May 31st. Our guest today is all excited. She's working herself up right now because this is a great big weekend you have coming up. Diana Moxon, Columbia Art League.
Hello, Paul. I can barely breathe. The pressure is so great.
The excitement is so huge. Art in the Park.
Art in the Park.
It's coming up. You got tomorrow. Tomorrow you're going to be setting up, right?
Actually, this evening we start setting up. The big tents go up this evening. You're going to start setting up tonight? Yes. Do all the layout this evening, all the artist tent spaces. The big tents go up, the big entertainment pavilion, the info booth, the young collectors area, the kids art spot. And then tomorrow the artists start arriving from 8 a.m. and we start getting them in place, and then we open to the public on Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
Saturday and Sunday, June the 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah, this
is
weekend.
Art in the Park. And you don't realize how much work really goes into setting up that weekend. How much emotion goes into setting up that way. How much energy goes in.
Sleepless nights,
right? Sitting there being concerned, making sure that everything is just right.
There are a lot of details.
Yeah. But every year you make it work.
We do. And we have a great team. We have about 200 volunteers that help make us.
200 volunteers?
Help us make it happen. And artists come in from across the country. And someone said to me, I thought it was just paintings. And I said, oh my goodness, no, it's paintings and scarves and jewelry and handmade ceramics and
it's everything.
It is really
and
everything.
Music
and magicians.
And food.
Food.
And magicians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything. Stuff for the kids to do. Kids art projects. You can come down and do a free art project. We have something called the Young Collectors Tent where it costs $5 and kids can go in and they can choose a piece of artwork that starts their own collection. Parents aren't allowed in, just the kids go in. And the artists at Art in the Park, they donate all these small art items for the Young Collectors Tent. And that mm-hmm. was a big hit last year. So that's coming back this year. And then we have the Emerging Artist Pavilion, which is features work by artists in high school and undergraduate students in Boone County. Mm. We have around 20 works that are done by the next generation of artists, and that's always a really fabulous location to go and look at.
Yeah. The detail, you just don't realize the detail that goes into it. But it's always a fabulous success, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, you know, the weather is always the big issue. You never know what the weather's going to do.
You never know.
That's what makes
me
stress.
Never know what Saturday's going to be like. And even if they say it's going to do one thing, it could do just the opposite.
But regardless of what it does, we'll
rain
be
or shine.
There.
Yeah.
It's a rain or shine event, so we'll be there whatever happens. And it is really, I always want to impress on people the importance of coming out and supporting the event and saying hello to the artists. And, you know, even if you only have $10 to spend, you can find Art in the Park, a beautiful print of a card or a pair of earrings or a cup, you know, ceramic mug for your office. It's not all $2,000 paintings. And so the importance to come out and make a little art purchase. You know what? I do all my Christmas shopping at Art in the Park.
Yeah. You do all of your Christmas shopping
yeah.
then?
It's great because you only see those things once a year. They're not available for sale in Columbia any other time of the year. So you get really unique items that no one else is going to see or have, and that they're great, make great gifts.
Yeah. I kind of make an effort to come. You know, she told me, you're going to lay a guilt trip on everybody, right?
On you, Paul.
Oh, just on me. I thought you said you were going to lay a guilt trip on everybody because you said artists are
a lot of festivals are struggling this year. I mean, a lot of festivals aren't taking place because artists, I mean, this is how they earn their living. You know, week in, week out, from April through November, these guys are on the road setting up in different cities. And it's expensive for them. You know, they have to pay for the gas and pay for hotel and pay for the booth fee and pay for all of the supplies that create
their
wonderful
artworks.
Or you
don't put everybody up.
They don't all stay at my house.
Okay.
No. I haven't got that big a garden.
Okay. So... A lot of festivals are not taking place this year?
So we want to keep Art in the Park. I mean, it's so much part of the community and part of the history of Columbia. But, you know, to keep it vibrant, to keep it competitive, and to keep new artists and old artists coming back to it, it is about coming out and saying, thanks for coming to our city for the weekend, and I'd love to buy something from you. That is really, at the end of the day, what it's all about. So, you know, do come along, enjoy the music, enjoy the magic, stop for food, visit the kids' art tent, see the Emerging Artist Pavilion. But do also go and speak to the artists. And it's a great chance for them to meet the public and discuss their work. And they love getting out of the studio and being able to see people and having that discussion about their work and how they make it. So it is a great chance to interact with artists from across the country.
Do you realize what a great PR person you are? I'm sitting here, and I really don't have to say anything. I'm listening to you go on, but you're so enthusiastic about what you're talking about. You really do believe in
this. I really do. It's such a great event, and I know how much so many people in Colombia look forward to it every year. I mean, I've only been here for 7 years, and this is my sixth Art in the Park that
You've
I've run.
You've only been here for 7 years?
Yes.
Oh, you seem like you've been in Colombia at least 100 years.
Thank you very much. Is it the wrinkles?
No. It's not the wrinkles. It's the enthusiasm. It's the enthusiasm and the love that you show for your profession.
It is. It's a great organization, the Columbia Art League, and Art in the Park is so crucial to the Columbia Art League. And Art in the Park is so much part of the city of Columbia.
So how much money are you hoping this event will generate?
Well, I don't know, because the artists don't necessarily tell me how much they make over the weekend. So I know that for a lot of artists, they're looking to earn about 10 times their booth fee. So they would like to make about $2,500 over the course of the weekend. And for some of them, they do it really easily. I mean, some people report a lot higher than that. But it's really just about what I want to impress upon people is you don't have to turn up with thousands of dollars in your pocket to enjoy Art in the Park. You can really come down with a $20 bill and go home with something that nobody else has.
Right. It will be unique. It will be a conversation piece. And you can say that you have an original piece of artwork.
And you get to meet the artist.
Yeah.
And that makes it all the more special. I mean, most of my art collection is in my kitchen cupboards. All of my plates, all of my mugs, everything I eat off and drink out of is everything I've bought at Art in the Park over the last 5-6 years. So that's always really fun. I think about the artists every day of my life in all aspects.
Yeah, that's neat. Well, if people want more information about Art in the Park, it'll be this coming Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Stevens Lake Park.
Correct.
And if they want more information, can they go online?
They can. They go to artintheparkcolumbia.org.
Okay.
It's a dedicated website. And you can see all of the artists that are coming. You see pictures of all the artwork from all the artists. You can see a schedule of the entertainment that's there. So everything is there. Artintheparkcolumbia.org. You can always give me a ring.
Ring you up.
Ring me up. 573-443-8838.
Okay. Ring her up. She'll be ready to talk to you. And free parking.
Boone Hospital Medical Plaza with shuttle buses running down to the edge of the park.
You can park. They're going to let you park there free for that.
Yes.
That's nice.
Free.
Okay. All right, Dinah Moxon, thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul. I'll see you on the Sunday then.
Okay, we wish you the very best with Art in the Park.
Thank you.
All right. Tomorrow, Vera Massey will be with us, University Extension. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you have something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.